For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith. Redwood Valley residents gathered at the Grange last night to update their community action plan. Locals moved briskly through five stations, voting on what kinds of projects were most important to them. I caught up with the facilitators from various stations after the meeting to find out what was popular, what wasn't, and where the controversies were.
Hi, I'm Alex DeGrassi. I'm a member of the Redwood Valley Municipal Advisory Council, better known as the MAC. And tonight we had the second meeting of three to develop a Redwood Valley Community Action Plan, which will then be included in the county general plan, which will offer guidelines in the future for development.
So what were the projects that came up that really caught a lot of traction with the people who came around to your group?
I would say the walking bike trails was a big, big topic here. It's interesting. I think the wastewater treatment plant was the most scattered. You know, we have people who thought it was very impactful but not very achievable, people who thought it was not so important but actually achievable. So the first meeting, we were just gathering all kinds of ideas, long laundry list. What's going to happen next? There will be a third meeting, but prior to that third meeting, Cliff and members of the MAC are going to put together basically a rough draft of the Redwood Valley Community Action Plan. And then at the third meeting, we're going to present that and let people rip it apart and say what they don't like about it or what they like about it. And that will be revised. And then we have something we can present to the county and say we'd like this incorporated in the county general plan. And this will give us the ideas to give the community an active voice in both, you know, controlling the future of Redwood Valley development and the character and helping generate projects that we'd like to see.
Hi, I'm Chris Boyd. I'm chair of the Redwood Valley Municipal Advisory Council. I think that fire safety, obviously, it's the big issue right now. We were trying to focus on local things that the community could do. Things like fire safe councils. There are some in our area, but all of Redwood Valley needs to be working on fire safe councils so that they can be focusing on their own house, their own neighborhood, and making our neighborhoods more fire safe. And also the community emergency response teams. And those are some of the things that we were talking about a lot, in addition to the idea of using expanded bike trails and walking trails and widening roads, which would help with emergency ingress and egress, but in addition, make day-to-day safety better for those of us who live here. Sometimes the cars are going too fast, there's not much enforcement out here in the country, and it's dangerous out there, so we want to fix that.
I'm Katrina Fry, and I work at Fry Vineyards, and I'm also a member of the Redwood Valley MAC, so I was asked to head the agriculture table as a facilitator and note taker. We had narrowed down five ideas that had risen to the top during the June meeting in the discussions of agriculture. And the one that is really getting universal embracing is the idea of a community kitchen right here at the Redwood Valley Grange. And it looks like people think it would have a positive economic impact on the community because people could bring their bumper crop of basil here and make pesto and sell it at the farmer's market. The sky's the limit, really. There was a discussion about cannabis, the county plan to grow legally in Mendocino County. You have to grow on a parcel that's at least 5 acres, 5 to 10, but then it can't be rangeland. So some people were in favor of that, and then other people were expressing frustration at that if they had a 1 acre parcel, they feel like they should have the right to farm and be able to grow legal cannabis on their parcel. So that was probably the topic that was the most controversial.
I'm Sheila Rogers. I'm the co-chair of the Redwood Valley Municipal Advisory Council, and I was working with the economic development subject tonight.
So what were the projects that got a lot of traction in the breakout groups that you were facilitating?
One in particular was the value-added food processing, because there's already a process going here at the Grange to redo their kitchen so that it is a viable commercial kitchen.
Attracting affordable housing is on there, and it looks like it's high on the list of impact but low on the list of achievability. And in one of the groups that I was passing through, people brought up the subject of the water moratorium. So what was your takeaway from some of the discussions about affordable housing in Redwood Valley?
Exactly the same thing, the concern for water. But also there was discussion about trying to build communities for first home buyers. So, you know, reasonably priced housing and reasonably sized housing, that was something that people thought was doable as we spoke about that. But there was not a long discussion about it.
My name is Cliff Pollan. I'm the facilitator for the Redwood Valley Community Action Plan update process. I think most people like what Redwood Valley looks like right now, and they'd like to keep it looking generally what it looks like now, if not slightly improved. I think keeping it small, keeping it local, keeping it slow were all big themes that came up.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith.